A documentary about dolphins called The Cove won the Audience Award at this year's Sundance Festival. The film is structured like a detective thriller, but it struck Bob Mondello more as a real-life horror story.
Some 37 years ago, Rick O'Barry helped spark a worldwide fascination with dolphins by training five of them to play Flipper on TV.
We call him Flipper, Flipper. You'll see him smile.
The TV show made audiences want to reach out and touch these seemingly sociable creatures, and marine parks sprang up to cash in on that desire. A whole industry was born, in fact, capturing and selling dolphins, and as trainer O'Barry saw what Flipper had wrought, he had a radical change of heart. Cooping up these sensitive, intelligent creatures now seemed cruel to him, and overnight, the man who helped start the dolphin craze became an activist trying to undo what he'd done. A few years ago, he got the ear of filmmaker Louis Cihoyos and took him to the Japanese town of Taiji. The place looks like it loves dolphins. There are dolphin-shaped buses, dolphin billboards, dolphin balloons. But O'Barry points past all of that to what's happening nearby in the water. The fishermen who use the dolphin's sensitive sonar to trap them.
There are migratory routes that dolphins have been using for thousands of years, and they just wait till the dolphins come by. The boats then put these long poles in the water, which have a flange on the bottom, and they just bang on these poles with hammers, and they create a wall of sound which frightens the dolphins.
Frightens them into the secluded cove of the movie's title, where a few dolphins can be isolated for sale to marinas at more than $150,000 each. The rest, though, never come back out.
That's a dolphin's worst nightmare, right there. Hundreds of thousands of dolphins have died there. You'll see the signs, keep out. The fishermen told me, they said, if the world finds out what goes on here, we'll be shut down. Imagine that. They actually told us that. We need to get in there and film exactly what happens.
The rest of the movie is an attempt to do just that. The director figured if no one would let him get near the cove during the months when dolphin roundups are taking place, he'd go there when they weren't, even then under cover of night, to do the sort of thing that folks associate with spy movies. In essence, he's making a real-life suspense film.
I started to set up this team, this, you know, sort of this Ocean's 11 team. Simon Hutchins created all these weird ways to hide high-def cameras and hydrophones. You know, he's a mad genius. We had a military-grade thermal camera.
Which, of course, you're not allowed to bring out of the country.
If it has a pulse, the thermal camera picks it up.
The build-up to getting the shots they want has a good deal of natural tension. The payoff, well, let's just say it's devastating. The filmmakers show how Japan fights bans on the killing of dolphins as part of protecting its whaling industry, and international opinion notwithstanding, a country can do more or less what it wants in its own territorial waters. O'Barry maintains that things will change if the world learns what happens to Flipper's cousins so that Flipper can entertain them in a marina. The Cove makes his case about as strongly as it's going to be made. The film's timing is designed for maximum effect. The next roundup will start in September. I'm Bob Mondello.